Three more American soldiers were killed in Iraq today in separate attacks north of Baghdad. There was also trouble west of the capital, with several soldiers reported wounded in a roadside bombing in the rest of town of Fallujah.
In another nearby town, Haldia, three elderly Iraqi women were released from American custody. They were detained last week in what appeared to be a new tactic aimed at quelling attacks on U.S. forces by jailing the mothers so their sons will give themselves up. NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
The theme of Friday prayers in Haldia was passionately anti-American. This town is in the heart of what's known as the Sunni Triangle, where guerrilla attacks against American forces have been heaviest. But the prayer leader's anger and that of the townspeople was fueled by the jailing of three elderly women. Their nephew, Nihad Fawaz, says U.S. soldiers surrounded their house last Saturday at 3 a.m. to arrest Thamur Mubarak. But Mubarak wasn't home, so soldiers detained Mubarak's mother and two other female relatives.
American?
So they say that we will arrest the woman till the man come.
The house is in shambles. The kitchen floor covered with broken dishes and spilled food. The furniture is overturned. But it was the arrest of the women that set off daily demonstrations in this deeply conservative tribal town, says Fawaz.
The American forces are very weak, and they want to press us by such work so as to give them the man.
The incident has not gotten much attention from the Western press, but Arabic language television stations have been following the story nonstop.
They cover also our demonstrations and convey our opinion to the whole world, to the Arabian tribes. It's a very important and big thing.
The women, released this week, have moved in with relatives. Thamur is in her 60s. In Arab tradition, her name means mother of Thamur, the man she says U.S. soldiers were looking for. She says she's glad her son has escaped.
First, they searched the house for weapons, then for Thamur. So they put bags in our heads, terror the children, and take us away.
When the women were jailed, the tribal chiefs of Al-Anbar province sent a delegation to the Iraqi governor. Governor Abdul Karim Baraji says he invited the American commander to lunch.
The reason behind talking with the commander is that so many people came to me and told me that you have to do something about it.
Abdul Baraji, who was still at the American base, said the arrest could lead to even more armed resistance.
In our society, it is a touchy subject. I talked, and the heads of the tribes also talked with the commander about this thing, and he is well aware of it.
And so are many Iraqis. A U.S. military spokesman said today they were looking into the incident. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.